Hi, McFatty.
Oh, you look fabulous.
Thank you so much. I try.
Well, I know that this is a highlight for you every year.
Well,
you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're just meh. I mean, it's downtown quickly. Yeah, it is. You know, the 4th of July is often my highlight for the year.
No, well, I mean, but you know, that's, you know, the 4th of July brings about the big event. You know, it's the incontinence cotillion.
I knew it was coming. I mean, how could I not know that that's what you were going to talk about? I was ready for it.
You always say that you love to go to the Independence dance. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry H. Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
on,
guys? What's going
on, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you. You know, that's the sound that someone special Crips makes when someone yanks his doodle.
He's a dandy. I was just on the phone with him. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 4th of July, Independence Day in the United States of America, or what's left of it, 2022. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
It's very unpatriotic to spell it incorrectly, Noah. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Bader. And join with me, other than Big Fatty, because everybody knows he's here because he talks a lot. It's Young Nicholas, everyone. Y'all, we have a full house this evening, morning, afternoon, middle of the night, whenever you're listening to this, for the Independence Day Little Fatty Cast.
Yes.
Now, Big Fatty, shall we go back to last week?
Let's just get right into it.
Well, it's not called Rewind. It is called... God damn it. Tape Rewind. Y'all, not one of you noticed that we didn't put out a show last week. Now, Big Fatty couldn't figure out how to post his Friday show, and he tried about 15 different ways.
I thought we recorded.
No, I was out of town.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even notice. By the way, I did notice that we hadn't had the Thursday shows here lately.
We haven't because I'm very busy. Very busy. Y'all.
You've got a lot to say.
I do, and I really should say it, but y'all, last Sunday, I went to spend the day with Father Hat. He wanted shrimp and grits for lunch. And so picked up some fresh shrimp and blah, blah, blah. Went up and spent the day with him. And I texted Big Fatty the day before, and I was like, I just don't know if I'm going to get back. Y'all, well, I guess we should go back before that. Last Saturday, as we're recording this last Saturday, y'all, it was Pride here in the Charleston. Now, Big Fatty was out of town. Young Nicholas was nowhere to be found. Didn't see him anywhere, but that's okay. But that's okay, because I also didn't try to reach out to anyone. But y'all, my friend Larry, we'll call him Pete. Pete said...
Is he from Texas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Texas also, Pete, okay.
Yeah, Texas Pete. Y'all, he said, are you doing anything for Pride? And I said, well, I mean, I might go to the festival or something. I don't know. Do you want to do something? Because y'all, he used to be involved with the Pride. And he was like, the festival's in September. And I was like, what? I was very confused, and he was like, yeah, they're just doing the parade today. So it was all a lot of really bad communication, which not that the gays are known for that or anything, but y'all, we went out to the mill. Instead, we just decided we would day drink. So we went out to the mill about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and all went according to plan. It was a hoot nanny. It was a lovely time until I couldn't get home. Now, I tried
to... Wait a minute. Did you... So you didn't go to the parade?
No, no, I missed that.
Is that because the Dudley Do-Rights is still closed?
Well, I didn't understand that it was just the parade and not the festival. So I was just going to go over to the festival. I didn't understand the festival was in September. Anyway.
Okay.
You know, there are all these excuses from the lesbians, and quite honestly, they all just sounded like somebody who didn't know any better. But
so
that's fine. I don't care because, I mean, I didn't really want to go sweat it out. Instead, the mill is air-conditioned, y'all, so it was quite lovely. But, y'all, it turns out all the gays were there. But then I texted Big Friday, and I was like, Big Friday, it's Pride out here in the Park Circle. You should come out. It's right there. And, I'm too tired. Too tired.
Now, this is the day that I drove 9 hours back from Florida.
Right. So what I was really trying to do is get back Big Fatty. I was going to buy him drinks and dinner so he would drive me home. Because, y'all, I couldn't get an Uber home. My Ubers are usually about $10 to the event. And at one point, it was $93. At one point, it was $102. So I was just like, well.
Just say something.
Oh, no. It wasn't. I mean, that was a last resort. But then I said, yeah, I'll just go to another bar and have a few more drinks. And then I'll eat something. So, y'all, I don't even know what happened. I mean, I still got home at like 9 o'clock, but mind you, left the house at 3:30 or so, 3:30. So it's a long day. It was a long day. Larry sitting next to me fell off his bar stool. That made my night. And he's fat too. And so that made me very happy. Y'all, young Nicholas, come on up to the microphone. We need to pick your brain a little bit. So come on up. Come on up.
He wants to pick something here.
Well, no. So y'all, we have some breaking news. Young Nicholas, when did the mill become a gabar?
Hell, I don't know. Well, I've only been there twice.
Oh, well, it was full of the, like, half of it was like motorcycle riding, cowboy boot wearing Larry, which I'm not opposed to, and the other half in the outside area were the gays. It was outside area? But they actually have like tables. It used to be the outside area was just like dirt. It was this big fenced in dirt lot. But now there's like a stage or something. It's like a raised platform and like
really. Yeah. I didn't see that the last time I was there.
Yeah, it's kind of hidden around the corner. But yeah, it's there and like all these tables and chairs. I was like, oh well, we can just blah blah blah. Well, so anyway, that's all. I just wanted to know. Like, no one told me that the mill had become the gabar. So
there's a couple new gabars over there in Park Circle. There's obviously. The Dig.
Ugh. Next.
Yeah. I know. Sorry. And then the Mill.
Yeah. Well, the Dig is not my thing. So my friend Larry bartends there, so don't like going there. And by friend, I mean not my friend. So
true.
Anyway. So all right, Big Fatty, come on back. Young Nicholas, you can tap Big Fatty, tap him in. Yeah, there you go.
He's in.
Okay.
I'm here. I went and got my tea.
Oh, the old people love an iced beverage.
Love the tea.
I need one. So anyway, so Sunday, y'all, I got up. I wasn't that fascinating, Big Fatty, just hearing all about the gabars in the Park Circle. It's just a lot. But Sunday I got up.
I heard all of it.
I know. Well, I said, wasn't just fascinating. Y'all, I texted Big Fatty and I said, I don't know if I'm going to get back from Hatville in time to record because y'all already record at 5 p.m. on a Sunday. That's going to be important. Here in a minute.
Very important.
And he said, okay, well, I'm very busy because I have an international visitor. So if you can't, then I'm just not available. And I said, okay. Well, I didn't. Yeah, I did get back at 3 p.m. So
yes,
on Tuesday. So unfortunately, we missed the recording.
That's window. A hell of a plate of shrimp and grits is all I got to say.
Y'all, things are not going well in Hatville. And it's a whole big thing. And so it required a little bit of, you know, we have to, I'm not saying we manipulate the old people, but we want to make them think something is their idea. So we were finally convinced them to ditch their internist and let me call in some favors and get them doctors that'll actually see them and do some tests. So, y'all, it only took one strongly worded email from a counselor that we know, with a copy of a letter on Monday morning for all of a sudden the phone to start ringing about 20 minutes later. I think it mentioned malpractice, lawsuit, and a few other words in there.
Was this a counselor that I know?
You do, but it's not who you think it is.
Oh, okay.
It's someone who used to prosecute as well. And so I still had a favor to use there. So did that, and y'all, all of a sudden, y'all, he starts his test tomorrow morning as you hear this. So starts all the tests. Miraculous how that happens. So it's
Happy
been a lot.
Happy 4th of July.
I know. It's been a lot. He has 4 or 5 days worth of tests, different things each day that they have to do in sequence. And so we'll be, is it raining? Is that what I hear? We'll have to see how that goes. So I'm going to be in and out is my point. And that's a very long-worded explanation of why we did not record last week. So, but I know some of you with the elderly aging parents know how this goes.
Oh, yes.
Now, Big Fatty.
We seem to be sending young Nicholas on his way.
Right. He's like, I haven't even got to go.
Are you leaving? Okay.
Okay, bye.
Time to give Lola her medicine.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. We've got some more breaking news, y'all. It's time.
Say it. It's what?
It's time. It's the Rectum song. Y'all, it's time for a rectum update.
The rectum update.
Yes, the rectum update. Y'all, I have a procedure on Thursday. I'm getting my eye mapped and all that. I have my spectacles on today. I've had them on for almost a week now because I had to give my eye a chance to recover and everything. So y'all will be going under the scanning machine on Thursday, and then they're going to order a new lens for my eye.
A lens.
They're going to order a lens for my eye, and we'll go back and have that inserted later. So very exciting.
Does it feel like a stick?
I'm going to tell you what. I don't know, but it probably isn't going to feel great. I just figure so. But so far, I'm good. Like, actually wearing the glasses is nice. So I don't like them, and they're uncomfortable for me, but. Because my vision is so bad. But y'all. Yesterday, as we record this, Saturday was the annual Army Lairs Independence Day pool party in the Savannas.
Oh!
I'm sure I've talked about this on the show before in previous years.
They didn't remember that we didn't record last week, so perhaps a refresher.
Yeah, so it's my friend Army Lair, and he's about our age, my age, not Fatty's age, and he lives down in Savannah area, south of Savannah, slightly, one may think, just whatever. And so, y'all, he got a new house, so he's having people over, and y'all, I always go. I know a lot of the people, and so he texted me about it, and I said, yep, I'll be there, and y'all, I was about 2 hours late. But in fairness, it was not like a strict time thing. And in fairness, I had things to do on Saturday. And so
very busy.
You know, it's not that far. And so hop down there and no traffic. Yeah, I was the oldest person there besides Army Lair by at least a decade. Yeah, it was Chicken-a-palooza.
Well, so was it finger licking good?
And let me tell you how this went. And I have a lot to say to talk about this whole story.
Oh, but, Lord. Y'all, if you're still subscribed to that, it's a miracle. But anyway.
Right. This little one said to me within 30 seconds of walking in the door.
Hey, Daddy.
Ugh, I can see that look. You don't like me because I'm a porn star. And I said, oh, no, that has nothing to do with why I don't like you. And, you know, just casually like walked away, and I was like, what have I done? And so, y'all, it was kind of wild. And but there was an incident.
Was he a porn star?
Yeah, he was a porn star. But there was an incident.
Uh-oh. Y'all,
the air conditioner broke.
On your car?
No, in the house. And so
that's his problem.
Yeah, well, except I was supposed to be staying there, which turns out all of his furniture wasn't there yet, and the pool wasn't finished, and the air conditioner was broken. I was like, where am I sleeping? He's like, well, you know, the couch. And I was like, I see. And so, y'all, needless to say, I drove home in the dark last night because I was like, to hell with this. I can't stay in this house with no air conditioning and a bunch of people I do not like. And so, y'all, I got in the car and drove home.
Were they doing a humpity bumpity?
I believe the humpity bumpity was just getting started, and not that I didn't want to witness a little bit of that, but it had already gotten a little bit late. I said, I think I'll just pass. And y'all, the only other person who is of a normal age there besides Army Lair and I, he got there after me, and he was like, I can see right through you, so I don't want to get between you and the door. And I was like, that is correct. So, we darted out of there, almost ran over an alligator, an owl, and a possum on the way home. Y'all, in true Drusilla Blow Me style, that drive up from Savannah to Charleston, about half of it's on Highway 17. Because I was South Savannah, so I took 95 up for about 50 miles to get on 17.
And that part, y'all, let me just tell you, if you're traveling the 95, as the kids are calling it, it's great, even in the construction areas, until you hit South Carolina, and then it is, you're on a gravel road.
Right, basically. But yeah, I did okay, but it's pitch black dark, and so I almost missed the exit. I couldn't see it because, you know, I have on the spectacles and everything. But y'all, that drive up 17 in the dark, I mean, and this is probably midnight by the time I hit 17. Y'all, it was terrifying.
You gotta watch out for Bambi.
You gotta watch out for Bambi, alligators, owls, and possums, apparently. And so I did not see Bambi. I did decimate the bug population around Beaufort County. Y'all.
Well, people, this is a good reminder to have your bugs spayed and neutered.
Right. I'm going to tell you, I mean, I was stone cold sober. To be clear, I really recognized early on that I was not going to have a drink because I did not feel comfortable in that environment. But y'all, it was terrible. It was terrible. So that's how my July 4th weekend's gone. How's yours gone, Big Fatty?
Well, it's just been lovely. Just lovely.
Did you insult any porn stars, or were you insulted by any porn stars?
Yes, they didn't come over. Oh. No, it's been a lovely weekend. You'll hear about it on my show.
Oh, assuming it post.
Oh, it will. And you'll have an explanation of all that too. Y'all, it's just Big Fatty, if he gets even the slightest bit distracted, something's going to fuck up.
So what you're saying is Hendrick being there was very distracting and it's all his fault.
Correct.
Well, there you
and,
go.
And well, I will tell you.
Oh, tell me.
That I've just awakened from an extended carb coma.
Ah.
Because I went to the yacht club today.
Okay. Ooh,
that's later.
It's the ladies later.
And I'm going to tell you something. I ate a...
Apparently, you're not quite ready.
Plate of food.
Yeah. Now, did you have any of the cocktails?
Yes. I had two Bloody Marys, and we had a cute little waiter. His name was Brandon.
Ooh,
and
Brandon.
I told him a couple of dad jokes, and he just kind of... correct.
Basically. Y'all, we have some more breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Coming to you live. The LFC will be live Sunday, July 31st at 5 p.m.
I better write this down. What time?
5 p.m. on Sunday, July 31st at Pride48.com. Y'all, it's part of the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. I got the e-letter from old Adam Burns. You know, he is the co-host of the Cruise video series over on the WDW Aristocrats.
Yes.
And so got the e-letter from him with all of the instructions and how to test. And I mean, I didn't really read any of it. I just looked for time in there. But I was surprised to see we had gotten our ideal time. So, which I think Big Fatty must have said something to him because I didn't request it, to my knowledge. So
I didn't.
Oh, well, then it's just karma.
I got my ideal time also.
Oh, which is none of them?
I'm not participating.
Right. Well, you are because you'll be on the LFC. So yes. I haven't looked at the schedule, but...
By the way...
Yeah.
By the way,
I'm not quite sure how we're going to fill an hour.
Well, that's true.
So we've got to have some voice letters. Is all I got.
Yeah,
maybe we can take questions from the Stujo audience.
We can absolutely. So,
or maybe we'll just play an old episode.
Now, somehow we are not the closing show, y'all. We're following the gayish.
That's a good lead in.
Right. I mean, it's nice of them to warm the crowd up for us for something that's actually funny. But y'all, it's and then following us is going to be something called Minority Report, which I don't know what that is. And
that's excuse me. that's a show. I think it's out of Hatlanta.
No,
and they used to be a part of Have a Nice Gay. From what I understand, Daniel strong-armed them into participating.
Ah, well, I'm glad he strong-armed someone, because it's a thin crowd this year that's streaming, but it's some great shows that are streaming. So
absolutely,
Archer did not get to follow you, which is all he wanted.
That's all he wanted.
Yep. There's a lot of the shows that you would expect. My favorite, Ding Da Bell, which we usually follow Ding Da Bell, which is always lovely, but we won't be this year, but.
From what I understand, Ding Da Bell had to be in their slot that they got, because Da Bell, that's the only time she could get a babysitter.
Well, I'm happy that they're there, because that is my favorite show of all Pride 48 Weekend. I shouldn't say that, because that sounds like I'm favorite. But y'all, I listen to a lot of these other shows, but the Satyrsphere is, circling, doing one final loop before before the crash there, the 737 MAX.
It crashed long time ago. It's just...
Well, hello, we're running out of time. Let's just do this. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty, give me the name of someone born on this day so I can tell everyone who they were and if they're dead or alive.
You know, lots of folks were born on this, on the 4th of July. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Right.
Born on the 4th of July. All right, Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera, talk show host from the 80s and 90s and probably to early 2000s, I don't know. And he is still alive, as far as I know.
He is alive, and I think he's on that...
he's on the Fox News, isn't he?
I can't verify that.
Or he was, yeah.
Anyway, George Steinbrenner.
George Steinbrenner. He was also a news host on like the ABC Sunday show or whatever, and he's dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. George Steinbrenner is dead, and he was an American businessman and owned the New York Yankees.
Oh, yank on their dandy. Uh-huh. Okay.
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon is no longer on Spotify, but he is alive, and he, like Joni Mitchell, is a musician and a recording artist, if you will.
Yes, and he's still alive.
Yep, he's still alive. Or he was a few days ago.
Yeah, Neil Simon is dead, and he's an American playwright. He wrote The Odd Couple and Plastic Suite and Biloxi Blues.
Oh, perfect. Sorry.
Lord. Abigail Van Buren.
I'm going with the obvious here. It is President Van Buren's wife. She was a first lady, so she's long gone to glory.
Well, Abigail Van Buren. I should have said that's a pen name. Her real name was Pauline Phillips.
Oh, you mean Dear Abby, then?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, now see, that's okay. How did I not? If you give me her real name,
I should have just said Pauline Phillips.
Right. Right. I would have gotten it.
So she
is dead. She's also dead.
Dead as a doornail, mm-hmm. And was born in Sioux City, Iowa. I don't know. Maybe Miss Bacon knew her. Or whatever.
Well, I don't see why not. That's all about the same area, isn't it?
Well, that's about the same time frame, right?
Oh, okay, perfect.
You're all right. Get I got yourself a couple more here. If you've got time for a couple more.
We've got a couple of minutes. We've got a couple of minutes to spare this week.
All right. Stephen Foster.
Ooh, there have been a lot of Stephen Fosters, including one of my gentleman callers from way back when.
That's not the one we're talking about.
Okay. Well, how sure are you?
Well, you're right.
So Stephen Foster is dead. Uh-huh. And
would know him from?
I'm going to go with the one that I know that was the baseball commentator.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Foster, the baseball commentator.
What he played and all that. I don't
know. Well, and did you say alive or dead?
Dead.
He is indeed dead. And Stephen Foster was an American composer that wrote "Oh Susanna" and "The Swanee River." Susanna.
Oh, I thought you were.
Won't you die for not die?
Oh, right. Poor Brick Friday. Mm-hmm.
Hiram Walker.
Hiram Walker is dead. I mean, mm-hmm.
And we would know him from.
He was an author. Mm-hmm. And he wrote classic horror books. Not horror, now, but horror. Okay.
Not
H-O-R-R-O.
Not horror, but right. Horror.
Horror. Yes,
okay. Well, I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed you didn't get this one. Chris from New Jersey, from New Tennessee, from New Jersey, or whatever the fuck it is. He's gonna have to come and knock some sense into you, is all okay. I gotta say. Hiram Walker, an American entrepreneur and founder of the Hiram Walker & Sons Distillery.
Okay. You know, great. Speaking of Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had a Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee encounter this past week.
Really?
So... Y'all, I was at Hatville, but I left on Monday because I could not, we all couldn't take anymore. Mm-hmm. And so went back on Tuesday. I did not come home. Instead, I went westward, went up towards the Asheville. Wasn't really anywhere special in particular. Mm-hmm. And y'all, I was on the dating app and I got a hi. And I said, hi. And I mean, I was just entertaining. I wasn't actually planning to meet Larry because he was kind of big fatty. And he said, how are you? And I said, oh, I'm lovely. How are you? And he said, I'm great. And I, of course, didn't reply because I thought we could just let things die because I was just being polite. Oh, my friend Chris says that you're just the nicest fellow. And I said, okay. I said, well, thank you. I know a lot of Chris's. And he said, well, and I said, can you tell me his last name? Well, no, I don't know it. And I said,
oh,
he's a good friend. Like, okay. And, and also I was going to give a little bit of bullshit, like that he was just trying to like, whatever. And, but he said, he's from Tennessee, but he moved to New Jersey, but now he's back in Tennessee. And I said, well, you know what? I have a direct line to Chris, from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. So I will thank him personally for the compliment on my character. So
did
Chris,
you?
Well, I'm thanking him right now.
Oh,
so Chris, thank
the
you.
The direct
for,
line. Y'all, you're on the direct line.
You're on the direct line.
No, it's a party line.
Well, apparently it's like, Jesus Christ, old man. I mean, whatever. I'm old too, but like he was just being very dad, you know, like, oh, I just think you're such a nice young feller. And I was like, thank you so much.
Thank
Lair.
You for calling.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all, you should have seen Vader hunting for that countdown clock.
I've been watching the time and I'm like, did it stop? Because I feel like it stopped. Yeah, like this has taken so long. So, oh, y'all. I hope you have a good Independence
Anything
Day.
Anything big planned for the 4th?
I'm going to the grocery store as soon as we finish recording. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about it. What about you? Ooh.
Oh. I'm going to watch the fireworks show.
Oh, on the PBS?
on the PBS.
Is Gary Sinise hosting? Because, you know, we...
Well, I believe he usually does that, so...
Yeah, so anyway. We do like to watch. I might have to turn that on.
Yeah. Seems
like a good national...
You know, they have a pretty good fireworks show, too.
Well, yeah. So, as long as...
Anyway. Anything else you're going to do? Like, maybe overdrink or overeat? Or,
yes. I mean,
okay.
I don't know why that comes to mind.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I may go on a seaborne cruise. I don't know.
I hear they're full of boobies.
Oh.